ice cream you have to get into on camera. That shit gonna be lovely. But without further ado, Rio, we good?
Rolling.
I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I can press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet, cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in between. Got the lights. We got the camera. It's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. And this is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in. Wherever you may be watching and or listening, definitely like, share, subscribe, tell your auntie, because this is her favorite podcast, no cap for real. But we got a very elevated episode today, because I got my boy Chi-Chi Treats in the building. How you doing today, my boy? Good seeing you, man. Good. Thank you for pulling up in the rain on a rainy Sunday.
It's all love. It's all love.
I got to hit you with that rapid wave segment. That's been a lot of fun this year. A lot of fun. And then we'll talk a little bit of sports talk. I know you say you don't, you know, be too focused on it, so we'll keep it light.
I be into sports, though. Just a couple different kinds of sports, you feel me?
That factual.
Out there in the streets.
right. So, no, we're going to get into all of it.
Street ball, baby.
Come on. And one.
That's how we do it.
And then we'll get the story arc, because I definitely need to know just the whole journey you've been on since being not just a person, but a brand with Chi-Chi Treats. So let's get into it. Without further ado, I first actually got introduced to you and your product. Shout out Chalberto. Got to shout out Christian.
Real CNA one. Custom Tables, CNA tapped Customs. In immediately.
Man, he came through, brought me some of the gummies. He was like, yeah, this is my boy shit. Amazing product. So I just had to put that on wax off the rip. Amazing product. We got some display for us right now. We got ice cream and shit. We gonna get into it. But let me get into the brand that you are, Chi-Chi's Treats, which I'm going to start off with my campaigns I've been doing every month for this whole year. December, they say it's the season of giving. Yeah. So I need to know, what do you feel like you can offer, whether that be as Chi-Chi Treats, the brand, or just as a man, a father, a brother, a son, you know, any which way you want to take it, what do you feel like you can offer to others?
I offer a lot, bro. So first of all and foremost, my father. You know what I'm saying? It's the most important thing that I do in life. I'm a provider. But you know, I'm a loyal one. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're on my team, we're smaller than a dot, but if you're on my team, bro, like I will die for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I would die for the team, bro. Not just that though, you know, I provide opportunities. Provide a lot of love, you know what I'm saying? I give back everything I can, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't in this game to get rich. I ain't in this game to make money. Mm-hmm. I'm in this game to make a good product, you know what I'm saying? And to be able to provide and take care of people, whether it's cancer patients, people with insomnia, your everyday stoner, it don't really matter, bro. I'm just here to help you out, make sure that you get right and that, you know, nobody's getting taken advantage of and everyone's ingesting and consuming the best products they can at a great price, too.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's really what it's about for me.
Oh, I love to hear it. One thing that you said that I feel like I don't hear a lot, opportunity. People always just talk about I could do this for you. I could do this for you. But it's like, I'm going to just give you the opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's honestly, you know, leaving the choice up to somebody else. Like, hey, I'm not telling you to do nothing.
Bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you
the tools.
Yourself, you can fucking run a play and tie a knot. You know what I mean?
For real, for real. I'm going to give you the tools, but you got to build it yourself.
And I mean, honestly, bro, like, I'm almost too loyal. Like, you know,
loyal to a fault is a thing.
Yeah, it's almost detrimental to me at times. You feel me? But, you know, I love my people.
Yeah.
You know, they've been on for me for a while.
No, I could definitely relate. I definitely put a lot of love out there. Sometimes people try to take advantage of you, but you know, gotta trust your judgment.
You know,
man.
It's all love. Yeah.
It's all
love. You gotta trust that gut though. You do.
Facts. No, I love that. Thank you for echoing those sentiments about what you offer just as a overall person and branding that. So let's keep it moving along. I need to ask you, as you see on the table, we got some Gary Jr. up here.
Yeah,
we got some treats,
Gary.
Some Chi-Chi Treats. We got some ice cream, the gummies. These are one I have. You know, I love these. Shout out you for cultivating
flavors,
those.
33 milligrams of pop, baby.
Come on. Let me just keep it general. Where did your love of cannabis kind of first start, if you could kind of pinpoint it?
Man, first time smoking, man. Me and my boy from middle school went up, stole some of his dad's stash, smoked it out of a can, bro. Real deal, up in a green belt. I don't even know if we were honestly high because we weren't inhaling correctly at the time. You feel me?
Went into the
house, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Made brownies. We didn't have eggs or milk, so we used honey and bananas. Smacked the whole tray. Tony Hawk Pro Skater, all that.
That's lovely.
Yeah, and then it was on, bro. Like, so, like, I was like 13, 14, maybe younger than that. I don't know. Yeah. And then I didn't have a respect for cannabis until about 23. Like, I was a heavy cannabis user, you know what I mean? But didn't I had a cannabis card at 17. My pops was a real one, bro. Really, like, you know, looked out for me, you know. And a bad accident, bro. I was in a car wreck. I shattered my pelvis, shattered 12 fucking ribs, punctured both my lungs, cut my liver in half, shattered my femur. I was on every fucking opiate you can imagine, right? And, like, those things, like, they're a tool that can be used at times when they're needed, you know what I'm saying? But, like, long-term, they're very destructive, you know what I'm saying? Like, not only just, like, for you as a human, but, like, your everything, bro. Your whole life,
mental state, emotional state, all of that.
Everything, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not a long-term thing, right? So, I know everybody that's watched this motherfucker seen the trap gummies, you know, which are like trolley gummies that say 500 milligrams. Those are just, that's fake. That's candy that's sprayed with hash. What they do is they take distillate, make it water soluble, and they coat it. You know, whether it's in a tumbler or whether they use an airless sprayer and spray it in a warehouse. I've seen it done crazy ass ways, bro, but it's not consistent. And you're not providing a medicine for your customers, bro. And for me, I wasn't even doing this to, like, make money, bro. I swear to God, like I said, I just wanted a product that was like, I had consistency. That works. So I got lucky with that, bro. My brother-in-law is like he's the capo of my, you know what I mean? He put me on, bro. Like, major love to him, bro. I wouldn't be like who I am or where I am without him.
I hear you.
But he put me on, though. He gave me some hash and we ran it like that.
Yeah, no, it seems like from where you started, and I like how you echoed that point where you said you found a respect for cannabis. Because same thing, I work with cannabis now too, and it is a different level of respect. Like,
100%. Some people really see the medicine side of it, bro.
Some people only smoke for effect. I'm more smoke for the experience. Yeah. Exactly. I care about how the bud look, how it smell, how it feels. Terpene, some people just profiles, like, hey, high THC, this is going to be the highest, give it to me.
Fuck that. That's all bullshit. Like, we'll take a 22% with a terpene profile over anything, bro. And people out here talking about your 45-50% on your cannabis is bullshit. You're
real
lying,
cap.
Bro. I'm really telling you right now, there's no way you're checking an organic material covered in resins, bro.
Right.
And half of it's THC.
Cap.
I mean, I'm high, bro, but y'all higher than me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
for real, bro.
Like, come on.
No,
like,
that's real.
I'm here to be real to my customers. I do test everything. When I get my hash, it comes from a licensed state lab.
Yep.
I have my hash tested. So it comes with test results. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I have my hash tested. So I know. Then I do my math on that. Mm-hmm. And then I have my edibles tested. So there's three rounds of testing. So I know exactly what I sell you is what I'm telling you.
Lovely. You know, it's in the product. You know how consistent it is. 100%. It's not no BS, man. We love it.
I ain't here to make money, bro. I'm here to help motherfuckers, bro. I mean, I got to pay the bills, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we all
want shit in life. You know what I'm saying? But, like, nah.
It's for the love.
This ain't a get rich thing, bro.
It's for the
this
love.
Is like, yeah, this is something I'm so passionate about that, like, I've almost cried three fucking times already.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, real for shit. Real. Let me get a insight on to your green thumb. Like I said, I know you kind of, I'll say cultivate, you know, every now and again. So just give me an insight to how you kind of found your right green thumb to, you know, get the right product out there.
Yeah, so like my grandmother, bro, started in the garden with her, like, as a young child, bro. But my brother's the one that really put me on.
Nice.
He's a fucking, like, I'm going to call him a master grower right now to piss him off. Because he's a master fucking grower and I love you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, bro. Like, he really, like, I got so lucky with him, bro. Like, he put me in a position to where, like, because I was, like, growing little four lighters and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had my little shit popping. But, like, when you're growing, bro, there's a lot to learn, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody can grow weed, bro. All y'all can grow weed. But, like, to grow really good weed, it's hard, bro. Like, even as a good grower, it's fucking tough, dude. Like, this shit ain't easy, imagine, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real.
It's not just the seed and soil and water. It's not like
there's so many variables, bro. So, like, I got very fortunate enough to have this dude that had so much experience that had a lot of love for me. And he put me on, bro, when we started hitting home runs out the gate. You know what I mean? Just because of him. I mean, don't worry. I've had fucking failures, too.
Hey, we all do.
Yeah, but, like, I also was very fortunate to be able to be like, hey, bro, this is, like, what to look for. This is what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really put me on, bro.
I love to hear it. No, I
love that motherfucker.
I'm going to keep it moving along a little bit because, as I mentioned
before. I'm a talker, bro.
No, it's good. No, this is what we're here for. This is what's going to make the great content. This is what the people need to hear about the cannabis industry. Now that I've been so closely involved with it now, I wanted to get your perspective because I know people – in, you can say black market, white market, however you want to say it, in the streets or traditional. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, like I work for actual cannabis clubs, so I know the metric system. Everything's tracked from seed to sale and stuff. So when you say license hash, like I love that. You feel me? I love to hear that. But the other market is not dying and it's not going nowhere and it's run the same way. It's the same thing. So I just want to get your perspective.
I almost wore my black market forever sweatshirt today. Come
on, for real. I just want to get your perspective. Maybe even being now as a brand, because I know you probably are a vendor at certain events. You know, popping out, going to certain conventions and stuff. How do you see that dynamic with the cannabis club and now street weed? How do you see? Is it good? Is there trade offs? Is there pros and cons?
It really, like, there's so many factors to it, right? Like, there definitely are some great guys in the white market crushing it. Mm-hmm. Those same guys are crushing it in the traditional market. Like, there is only one market. You feel me? Like, there is a cannabis market. There ain't no, like, you know what I mean?
Right, it's all the same.
Some of us have shit in stores. Some of us don't. Right. You know what I'm saying? Some of us pay 27 to 37% in taxes, which is insane.
It's nuts.
Some of us don't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, but like, this is the thing with cannabis, bro. Like, your best bet, like, if you're going to build a brand, right, is to start a brand, get known in the streets, start traditionally, right, get your respect, and then fucking copyright all your shit for a clothing company. Don't come at this like it's going to be a cannabis brand, because then you're going to get...
I'm giving you some
game right now.
That's game, so like, for sure.
Then your taxes are way lower, right? So then you license the fucking copywritten IP. It's called intellectual property, right? That's what you want. You want an IP deal. You feel me? You don't want a license, bro. You don't want to have to pay for a fucking grow spot that's legal. I mean, we could build a 12-lighter, you know what I'm saying, at the house, like whatever. But we ain't don't want to pay 22. Like, my boy just spent $2.5 million on that new spot up in Cotati. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's a two flower room, a bedroom, and a clone room, bro. It ain't big at all. It's tiny.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But that shit gonna be taxed and regulated like out the ass, bro. Boy.
So like, you don't want to do that. But what you want to do is build a genetic genetic library. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And then you want to build intellectual property. There's so much as, like, you know, even just this stupid bag and like your art, whatever you're doing, bro. Like the stamp, whatever, bro. Yeah. Like all that. And you license that. You know what I'm saying? It. So that's the way to do it, really, bro. For anybody that really wants to get in this shit and build a brand, like, I'm not saying don't shoot for the stars, but like, the best way to do it, bro, in my opinion, is to do that licensing deal, bro.
I mean, and
people are going to try to fuck you.
I just love that route that you just pointed out. I never really seen that. I see it as two different ways, but like you said, you just point out another route people can take to get to where they
like
want to go.
I mean, you got to have the respect, bro. Like, people don't fuck. Like, people in a weed game, bro, like, are customers. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't fake them.
You can't fake the product.
You might be able to fake them once.
Boy.
That's it. They'll buy some bullshit one time, bro. And then they ain't unless like they're your family and they're like, hey, man, I know you had a bad rip. Here, I'll buy it. You know what I'm saying?
You can't finesse the customer.
No, you can't. You never want to.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for me, it's just like, the state makes it hard as well too, bro. So I can't hate on legal cannabis, bro. Like, like, it's fucked, like, you know, like, to get a test and to have to deal with all that shit.
I see it work.
It's like, the tax, everything, bro, it's like they're almost trying to, like, shoot you in the...
I see it, bro. I feel it. Like, seeing from your perspective and how you move it, I'm like, bro, that's so much easier compared to how regulated the shit, like, we get.
A lot of people are moving like that, though. Like, Big Al's, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of these cats, bro. Like, I didn't come up with this, bro. I can't be, like, over here, like, hey, man, I'm the one. No, bro, I was put on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, people put me on, too.
Real shit, like, real talk.
And now I'm spilling it all.
I'm about to say, no, that's perfect, because that's just going to lead me to my next kind of question as far as you were already talking about the branding, but the marketing of it.
Yeah.
How do you feel like you put yourself out there? Because you want to do it the right way.
Yeah,
you know, you can't be hella loud. You can't be the loudest motherfucker in the room, but how do you feel like you market Chi Chi?
With quality, bro. So, like, everything's word of mouth. Like, word of mouth is, like, the best way to run in this game, right? But, like, quality, like, putting in, like, I work 7 days a week, bro. Like, and I ain't talking about like, oh, I work a couple hours a day, bro. I work like 16 hours a day, bro. Yeah. Like, and I have a son, bro. Like, I'm a single dad.
Yeah.
For any ladies out there, you know what I'm saying? Tap in.
Come on.
For real. I'll pull this mask off at the end.
love it. Come on.
But nah, bro. Quality, bro, is everything, bro.
Yeah, anything, that always
I don't give
speak.
A fuck what you're doing, bro. Like, if you're making sandwiches, homie. Like, if you're making fire sandwiches, I'll come spend a couple hundred with you, bro, on some sandwiches.
On some
bro,
sandwiches,
straight up. But like, quality, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're fire, people gonna talk about you, bro.
Exactly.
If you're not fire, people gonna talk about you too. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I like that.
And not only that, but providing like, like I said, bro, like consistency, quality, like just being a real human being, like be able to make a connection with someone and be
relationships,
present.
The relationships.
Yeah, but like don't have a fucking relationship based on like a transactional relationship, you feel me? Like right. to where like everything's based on money, or you know what I'm saying? Like that shit's like it'll burn you out.
It'll all, you know, it can be a little more personable.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to, bro. You gotta you know what I'm saying? You gotta spread love, like
always.
It's all about love, bro.
Same. I mean, that's
what this plant's about, bro.
Like, that's what I'm learning with the podcast game. It's just like, you know, I have people who want to be on, some people I reach out to, and you know, it's a different way that we met. But then it's like I always want to establish a good relationship, something personable. Yeah. I'm not just doing this to get you on here just to have your name on here. It's just like, man, we out. Here we really outside, and hey, I want you on. Hey, oh, hey, my boy got on the t-shirt right now. Y'all see it. What's the way, man? This real. Like I said, it's real support out here.
We didn't even call each other this morning, and we were in the same.
Look, you see, it's blue and white. Yeah, it's just like I said, that telepathy, man. Know. Come on, cannabis connection. We love it here.
Right now.
But no, that's lovely. I'm gonna keep it there, kind of just for the what's the way with you today, and let's move it along to this rapid wave segment.
Yeah,
we've been doing this since June. I've loved it. Me and Rio been loving it. Got some really good responses out of here. So I got about 9-10 questions. I'm going to throw them at you. Just whatever comes off the top of your head,
let me know. You might have to bleep some of this shit.
It's okay. It's okay. We got post-production. We go.
I like that.
All right. I need you to rank these 1 to 4.
All right.
We going sauces or condiments.
Okay.
Ketchup, mustard, ranch, barbecue sauce.
Barbecue.
That's one?
Yeah.
Oh, he said that quick. Ranch. You could even go brand if you want to. Ranch, mustard, ketchup, barbecue sauce.
Barbecue. Then like a fancy ass mustard, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Ranch, I guess.
And ketchup last? The other one? Ketchup,
yeah.
Ketchup last?
That's some white people shit.
I got you. All right.
It's just like tomatoes and sugar, ain't it?
Damn near.
Yeah. Let's get like that. Some Dijon, some DJ mustard on that bitch.
Yeah, he said I need a little bit, a little tang on that, you feel me? I'm a 90s honey. Baby. Usually I have people rank the networks, but I'm going to go to Nickelodeon specifically. Rank these 1 to 3.
Yeah.
Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron, SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, Jimmy Neutron, Fairly Odd Parents.
I could get with that. Yeah, SpongeBob definitely.
SpongeBob's my dog.
Number one. All right.
I like Jimmy too, though.
Yeah, shout out. I mean, Jimmy Timmy Power, I was going stupid.
I used to fuck with like Rugrats too, bro. Like, because I was born in 92.
Yeah.
So like, you know, Rugrats was a good one for us.
Okay, let me give you this one. If you, and this is gonna be really hard because I love both of these, so I gotta ask you, if you gotta give up one, I feel like what you gonna say. You giving up weed or you giving up potatoes?
Potatoes.
I give up weed.
My girl before weed.
Straight up. Come on. I don't know. I can't give up potatoes, bro. I love fries too much. Okay.
Straight up. She can go. Bye.
Would you rather be the richest man in the world or the smartest man in the world?
Well, I don't know if I ever could be the smartest, but I would like to be the smartest. Because if you're the smartest motherfucker in the world,
I mean,
I'm gonna be able to outsmart you out your money, baby. Come on, what you talking about?
I love it.
I don't even have to work. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just be like, hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? Let me do a little finesse move on you.
I like that.
And only do it to the rich people too that deserve it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay, Robin Hood.
Paying like $30 million.
You know what
I'm saying? Though, you know what's crazy is these people paying like $30 million to go to space for 3 days, right? And then you got people out here that can't pay for groceries. You know what I'm saying? Wild. Like, I watch people at the grocery store, bro, like, stealing grocery carts, and I'll, like, stop security. I'll be like, chill, bro, like...
They need
this
that.
This fool, like, needs this, bro. Like, I'll pay for it, bro. Like, for real. Like, nah,
it's
bro.
It's crazy out here.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. And not just weed, but just in life.
Yeah.
Are you a bargain shopper, or I need the top shelf?
Well, weed, top shelf. I'm really snobby with life. I like nice shit. You know what I'm saying? But like, nice shit doesn't like. I'd rather have the ability to buy anything,
right?
Rather than like buying everything. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I'd rather have enough money on me to buy.
You're very, very quality based.
Yeah.
Thank you.
100%, 100%.
I need that quality. I hear you. Yeah, okay.
It's gotta be fire.
All right, now one of these gotta go forever. Tacos, burgers, pizza, or wings. One of them you gotta cut out forever.
Pizza.
I
know, bro, but what the fuck? That was tough.
Yeah. Hey, that's why we're here. We got to make it hard on you.
Bro.
We got to make it hard on you. I love it. Okay. Reoccurring question. I love sports, but if you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go professionally in?
Basketball.
Oh, you was a hooper?
No, never. But like, they would never expect it. You feel me? Like, when they look at me, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'd be like, who the fuck?
Right. Just, you know, boy, I'm
just a white boy. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? This fat ass Steve Nash looking motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I love that answer. Okay. Let me get the next one.
Or maybe soccer.
Oh, he had
bitches.
Bitches love soccer.
They do. It's hella, cultural. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to say worldwide. That's worldwide phenomenon.
I love worldwide women.
Worldwide women. Hey, yeah. Soccer player. We might have them in here. Okay, next one.
I'm not
element bender. If you could bend water, earth, fire, air, which one you could you control?
Water. For irrigation purposes. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. Yeah. I have a lot of water benders on this show. I feel real. I have a lot of water benders. I don't know if it's the wave. I don't know what it is.
It could be the wave.
It could be the wave. There's a lot of water benders out there in the world. Okay. All right, I got two more for you. This next one, sorry, you just got sentenced to the death sentence.
That's okay.
What's your electric chair meal? Your last meal before you leave?
Angeline's, bro. And Angeline's Soul Food in Berkeley. Shout her out, bro, right now.
Hey, you said that too quick. He said, I need it. Well, what you getting, though?
I told him the other day. I told him. What's the specific dish? So I get the fried chicken plate with the fucking sweet mash and the green beans, and then on the side, bro, I get the mac and cheese.
Sweet mash?
Yeah, sweet potato mash.
Oh,
and then with the fucking I get a whole thing mac and cheese, and then I get the beignets, bro.
Ooh.
It's like a $50 meal. I don't even care. Hey, that shit.
That sounds like it's something you could lead the earth with.
I
after
swear
that.
To God, bro, I would, like, for real.
I'm with it. Okay.
I told her the other day. I was like, I was like, on the electric chair, I eat that motherfucker. That pull up with that.
I love it. I love it. All right, last
That's
one.
That's funny. I was thinking about that the other day.
Last one, and as a weed head, I know you might need to simmer on this, but if you know, you know. Your top three strains. Your go-to. Whether they be favorites.
I love 41.
Or reliables. Just the ones that were memorable. You might only smoked it once and just like, hey, I'd remember that
one. Okay, yeah. So I got a couple, right? Fucking, this is another one of my brother. This one I'm mad at you about. peanut butter and jelly, bro. We had this fucking cup, bro. It was crazy, bro. We like ran like a fucking half a table, right? And like this, it was in a good room, but it was like a half a table of it. And we're sitting there smoking and we're like, oh my God, bro. And we fucking he lost it, bro. He lost the cup, which happens, bro. I'm not hating.
Right.
You know what I mean? We like genetics are lost in raids. Genetics are lost by just recycling. It happens, bro. Like,
for sure. Nature of the game.
Yeah, I was angry though. I love 41, you know what I'm saying? Your traditional 41's a great one, you know what I mean? You can't go wrong with that. And then, I'm a lemon guy. Like an original lemon tree, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could run that too.
It's funny because we got a brand in the shop called Big Tree, and they literally got a PB&J and a lemon OG in there right now.
Are they fire?
They cool. They cool. They had a Henny. They had a
smoke it.
They had a strain called Henny and Cola, and it was peanut butter breath mixed with... like something else crazy pungent, and it was fire. But yeah, okay, I like a little breaths out there. But
yeah,
I like
I'm gonna pull up on you, bro.
It's good. I like that top three. I like that top three. But that's gonna wrap it up for the What's the Wave segment. Yeah. Thank you for that. Some really good responses. I think that's gonna be lovely. Before we talk a little bit of sports, I gotta give a quick shout out to all my lovely sponsors. Number one, Vintage Variation. Shout out V2. Always providing some dope apparel from head to toe, men's, women's, and children's. Please go shop them, especially for the holiday season. They got everything you need, from women's robes and corduroy skirts to all your men's little starter jackets and snapbacks. He gonna take care of you. Go shop Vintage Variation all day, every day. Number two, Kaya Clips. Like I said, they're not on the table, but hey, you spend too much on your nails, lady, to be burning them on a little doobie. Go get you a Kaya Clip. Come on, keep them lips nice. And with that being said, get the Become Cosmetics, because you got the gloss. Don't waste it on that. You feel me? Shout out Become Cosmetics. Always holding it down. They just did the relaunch. They got gloss, liners, scrubs, everything you need for your lip care essentials. Moving along, also got to shout out the man with the plan, the man behind the cam, Rio Reels Productions. Always holding it down. Thank if you need man. Some work, point and shot, pre-production, production, post-production, holla at my boy. He definitely gonna lace you for sure. But it come with a fee, though. None of this shit free, though. Just know that. But thank you to my sponsors out there, always holding it down, doing their thing. Let's talk a little bit of sports. I know you said you be outside or shit at working. Because I'm going to say you're a working man. Have you been watching any NFL this season? Or do you got a team, I should say?
I mean, I fuck with all Bay Area teams, for real.
I got you.
Except for, like, some of them Raiders fans, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with some of y'all.
Okay. Ooh, let me ask you this. If you had to choose up, would you be a Niner fan or a Raider fan?
Niner.
Where?
Yeah.
I'm a Charger fan. Yeah.
Are you from San Diego?
Nah. I'm from Vallejo. But LT, LaDainian Tomlinson, I grew up with him in them jerseys.
You know
that's
what's
just
crazy,
my shit.
Bro? In San Diego, right, I used to work down there, right? Like, all the people on the reses and shit, like the reservations. They all Raiders fans.
That, bruh, the LA, bruh, them, they bro. Thick out
all
there.
All the Rezzies, bro.
Bruh, Cali, I feel like, crazy. Is like 60% Raiders it's crazy, fans, bro. Like, all, I'm talking not even
I was,
the
like,
Bay.
Shocked, bro. Yeah. I pulled up, I was like, huh? Like, we're like 15 miles off the border, bro. And yeah. This cast is rocking the Raiders.
But, I mean, I would say if I wasn't a Charger fan, if I was a fan of a Bay Area team, it would be the Raiders over the Niners. I hate the Niners, bro. I don't know why. I don't like the Raiders, but I hate the Niners.
I feel
you. But they good, though. Okay, what's your hoop squad? You just same Bay Area?
Yeah, I just rock with the Bay, man. But the Warriors? Warriors, though, you already
You been to a game recently?
Nah.
I about to say, I want to. I got to go to that new spot.
I haven't been to the new spot.
Yeah, I haven't been to the new spot either. Yeah. I got to go. Yeah. They've been popping out there recently,
too. I know my mom live right around the corner, too, bro.
Over
there? Yeah.
I know it'd be busy as fuck over there.
I know. Boy. Hard to park. Easy to get bit, too.
Boy, what was we talking about before this? Bip City. Oh,
bro,
this
my
weekend.
Boy, you know Ramez, right? He just got bipped at fucking Comic-Con, bro. In L.A., man. It's my dog, too.
In Ramez L.A.?
Ali.
Yeah. L.A. got is Bip City out there, too?
I didn't know that either, bro. That's what he posted. He was like, bro, I didn't know they were even on it down here.
Bruh, man. But Oakland and City, if y'all travel up here, if you go to San Francisco, Oakland, California, take everything out of your car.
They gonna get you, boy.
Man, if your car look like a rental, you might just want to scratch up your car or something, like, for real, for real. If it look old, you good. But if you got a nookie, boop, we cracking that window.
Something's in the trunk.
Literally this weekend, homie got bipped. That shit is wild. But okay, no, we can leave it there. We don't got it. Like I said, I'm a Knicks fan. I got Kenny Knicknum. We're trash. My dad's side of the family from New York, so that's why I like the Knicks.
I like loyalty, bro.
Loyalty always.
I fuck with loyalty, so like, you know what I mean? Even always. If they trash, as long as you like people that be hopping around, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, pop.
Facts.
Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Even if they suck and you rocking with them, like, I respect the fuck out that. You know
I appreciate it, yes, sir. But yeah, no.
But I really don't know shit about sports.
No, we gonna leave it there for the sports because I'd rather talk more about one of my favorite segments. I call it the story arc.
Yeah.
I need to get the start, a couple things in between, and really what's next. So give me a point in time, or if you can, think of something where Cheegee Treats really started. I want to focus on the brand aspect. Like you said, you've been have a love for cannabis, been dibbling and dabbling with other things, but when were you like, hey, I'm about to just brand this and push this shit how I feel I want to?
Yeah, so like the accident, right? That's kind of what started it. My brother had thrown me the hash, you know what I'm saying? We started fucking around, and then I started making them just for myself, and people were like, bro, you need to fucking start selling this, right? So this is like 2019, 2020, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, all right, like, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't. And, you know, I came up with fucking my son's name, you know, came off of that, named the brand. And, yeah, bro, like, it just kind of built and built and built. And, like, I'm a very passionate dude. Like, my boy, I don't know if you ever heard of Vallejo Garbage, but it's like a skateboarder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's my boy, Luis, yeah.
Boy, so I haven't. I grew up. You a real one for that. I'm a skateboarder, so I don't know exactly.
So I grew up making films with Luis, right?
What? I remember watching Vallejo Garbage, like, smoke sessions in the garage. Shout out Kwan and Deshaun. Because we used to be in the garage watching Vallejo Garbage smoking white cats and swishers, nigga, in high school. Nigga, like, for real, for real. Like, shout out Vallejo Garbage,
did
man.
Did you go to the premiere we had over at the theater?
Nuh-uh.
You know what I'm saying? The one that
I know what you're talking about, but no, I wasn't there.
So that was, like, the last video
that's
I was
hella
part
funny.
Of.
You. I haven't heard Vallejo Garbage in so long. That's
my
good
dog,
to hear. That's
like
hear,
my
bro.
Family, bro.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So, like, I was always in creative, like, shit like that as a child. And I really, like, when I got older, I kind of missed out on that. And, like, that was something that, like, I could tell was kind of eating at me. So once the brand started and I was like, okay, I think I got something here, right? This was just with the edibles, like,
right.
That's just like when it all started popping, right? Like, so I've done all the branding. I do everything, bro. I do from the bear somebody drew. I paid for a couple things to be drawn up, you feel
right
me?
Now,
but
dude,
like
y'all see the artwork, man. 90%, shout out
bro, though. Like,
90%. Stronger than most. Beautiful, man. No, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it started there, and then I just kept pushing, bro. Like, you know, like, every year we just try to get better and better. And then, like, you know, we've done some medicated meals with Baker Man and MCM Kitchen.
Nice.
We've done this with Cosmic Gelato Shop, doing the medicated gelato. You know, cultivation is very important to me. I love growing weed. So, like, you know, just it's been a slow process, bro. It ain't all been easy.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Perfect, because that's going to ask me to my next point. Give me one of those challenging moments that you had to face, either when at the start, even just recently, like you said, maybe a strain didn't pan out the way you wanted it, or a product didn't hit or was received the way you expected. Give me one of those challenging moments you had to overcome.
I had a falling out with a partner at one point, and it was somebody that was handling a part of the business that I wasn't at the time, so like, it was something I didn't know anything about.
Gotcha.
And it was scary, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was something that I knew I wanted to continue doing, but at the same time, it was like, I don't, this is, out of your realm. It was just very overwhelming for me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, that was, like, what's going to happen, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and at that time, bro, my overhead was crazy. Like I said, I haven't had a job for a long time. Like, you know, it was like, damn, bro, like, you need to figure this shit out now. It's like, it's you know what I'm saying? It's make it or break it at this moment, you feel me? Like,
yeah, kind of put that pressure on you.
Yeah, for real though. Like, you know, but like at the end of the day, bro, that's why I do everything, bro. Like, I cut all the clones, I trim all the fucking weed, I do everything, bro. All the packaging, like, there's not one thing of Chi-Chi's that somebody else does. Like, everything you see done, man, is me.
I'm about to say, if you could replace my job, I'm looking for a 9 to 5. Ain't that right, Bree? You feel me? We looking for some hours, so you feel me? We have to holler at Chi-Chi real quick, start trimming. Like I said, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good with the, I'm good with around some buds. But let me flip the script from kind of one of those hard times to one of those moments that kind of clicked for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember one of those times where you was like, oh shit, nigga, this is, I'm popping right now. I'm here.
I like to be as humble as I can because for me, bro,
I don't need that. I need to talk your shit right now, though.
I'm about to talk my shit, but for me, I don't like to ride. Like Bill Murray said this, bro. Riding the highs and riding the lows is very hard on you. You know what I'm saying? And like I'm hard on myself anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like doing that, like I try to remain humble, but like at one moment when I started doing this deal in the legal market, and I started noticing like, damn, dude, these fools are really respecting what I'm doing and like what I'm bringing to the table, and like. You know what I'm saying? That was like, okay, like, this ain't just an everyday thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dudes that have been in this for 15, 20 years that are fucking really doing it, that really got, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told you, I was talking numbers earlier. I ain't gonna say shit on here, but, like, you know, they got some big shit popping.
Like you said, and they paying you respect.
Yeah, and that was, like, for me, was, like, you know, that was another emotional moment. Where it was damn, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what everything I'm doing is, it's paying off. Like,
that's gratifying as fuck.
All the stressful fucking, you know, the ups are great, but the downs are fucking tough. You feel me? They really are, like, so, you know, like, thank God for that. That was, like, that was pretty recently, too. That was, like, 3-4 months ago.
No, real talk,
And that shit just keeps you pushing, you feel me? Like, that shit just, like, I don't know. There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it. And we talk about it all the time. Like, I live for those moments where, exactly, people see me in the streets and call me, hey, son of the waves. Hey, bro, ain't you wrote the podcast? Dude? And that's like, bro, I don't even know you. I ain't never seen you. I don't know if you like
me, bro.
But it's like, man, I just, that's what I do it for. Like you said, the love. I don't care about the money.
I make a tear fall down your face.
I am trying to, I'm trying to buy what I want.
Trying to buy some shit.
Trying to buy some shit. But man, it's not what we got in this shit for. So I love to hear it. And surrounding myself, and it sounds like you're surrounding yourself with those like minded people. So keep it going, keep elevating. And with that being said, as we wrap up the episode today, I need to know, Rio needs to know, Bree needs to know, the people need to know what's next. What can we expect from TG? As you see, so matter of fact, can you hand me a spoon? I'm trying to get it. I can buzz down one of these.
Both of them, bro. Run both of them right now.
Let's see. Wait. Do I want to? Should I try to Bree? Should I try to mint?
Both.
Hey, we try
run both.
Then.
Run come both.
With this brand and this partnership.
Hey, hella funny, bro. So, like, I saw her on Instagram, right? And I was like, damn, she's dope, right? So, like, I placed an order on Instagram, right? Or not on Instagram, she's a website. So I placed an order on her website. She pulled up to the house to drop it off, and I was like, you smoke weed? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, give me a minute. So I went inside, made her a little package.
Fire,
you know what I'm saying? She starts eating the package and hits me up. She's like, can I buy some more of that? And I was like, why don't we just, you know what I'm saying, like, make something together.
That shit is fire,
She already had a whole thing set up. She was doing it down at the farmer's market, and I was like, listen, bro, like, at the end of the day, like, I think this is a better, like, you know what I mean? I think we could do something with this. You feel me? Like, instead of trying to do, like, those pop-ups are tough, bro. When you're trying to explain to someone
that vendor
you have
circuit,
a dope product.
That vendor circuit is hard.
It is. Because it's like, I don't want to sit there and try to tell you that I have a good product. Like, I know I do. Like, no, you know what I mean? And people, like, will walk right past you and, like, treat you like shit. And it's just like, I'm not here to explain you shit, bro. Like, you know, it might be too late for you, you know what I'm saying, once you find out. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
I'm saving this.
She's crushing that, huh?
Cause like I said, I'm finna eat. Bree hungry. I know Rio hungry. I'm hungry. We finna eat after this. That's dessert, boy. Yeah. I can't wait. And even on a cold day, that's gonna be so satisfying. So satisfying. Man, shout out to Cosmic Gelato Shop. Shout out my boy TG Treats again. Thank you for pulling up, brother. Once one more time.
Appreciate y'all.
Be sure to like, share, subscribe. Tell your auntie again. She gonna watch this, wanna watch this episode, especially if she get high. You feel me? Come on, come holla at us. Tap in with my boy for all your
especially
edible
if your
needs.
Your auntie's single too, you know what I'm saying?
Tap in with single ladies, TTs, and all your edible needs, holla at my boy TG Treats, man. That we gonna have to coin that for sure. But other than that, this has been another great episode of What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we will see y'all next week. You bitch, you.